situations. Let me ask you this. You still think that I should do my television on Thursday night?
Absolutely.
And I just can't allow this whole thing to go out. That's the thing about much as important as this is, all for it.
And we got another big thing that there's going to turn into a big thing, and that is both a problem and opportunity, which is this whole wounded knee thing, which has been sort of a joke up to now, but it's no longer going to be able to stay that way. Well, the Indian shot a U.S. Marshal, probably died. And they're getting down to a crunch point where nobody exactly, it's sort of a dilemma point. They've been there 7 weeks now. Got to get people in or people out or do something. I mean, we just can't. As Kissinger was in the staff meeting this morning, he made the point that if you let them accomplish what they're after this way, what you're setting yourself up for this summer is a hell of a lot of occupations in central cities by blacks and hoods and stuff, the Fetty types, underground types, and all that. Where they, again, it's a challenge to the system. And Johns has just finished a meeting on the Indian thing, so he's been going through that too. In a way, it seems funny, but I guess it really isn't funny. It's fairly fundamental now because you're down to a tough crunch as to what we do.
Tear gas them.
They can't tear gas them because they're out on open prairies with a heavy wind blowing. It's not as they've looked at logistically. We've got to have all of them. Now, Henry suggested a thing that may be pretty interesting, which is to bring massive troops in. Schultz argued this too. He said every one of these confrontation things on the campuses, in the cities, everywhere else, we've seen that the way to deal with it is with force that is about 10 to 1 more than you need in order to accomplish the problem. That is, don't leave any doubt about your ability to provide more than enough
tanks
and the whole shop. Then Henry said, mass the force, and then use the device we used in Hanoi during the Santé raid. Well, we went into Santé, there was nobody there, but other than that, it was a highly successful operation. And he was saying, if you put the military to it, there are some things they can do. The problem is the military are just super determined not to get into the wounded knee. Because, of course, the reason the Indians picked wounded knee is because of the battle, the massacre there, because that's really what they're after, is a massacre, or the threat.
I guess, just feel we cannot move on the matter of the commission and all that sort of thing. I don't think we should move on the basis of this evidence that we have here. I know the evidence is going to come out, but let some more of it come out and then move. I mean, you see what I mean? I don't think we do
anything. The point is to move on the basis you would close down the grand jury immediately. You would stop all these other processes of findings. So that you get everything under control.